9th Perek of Menachos, 5th Mishnah. All the measures that we use in the Mikdash, they make it a heaping measure going over the brim. Chutz Mishal Kohen, Gadol Shoyer, Goit Shebetecha. But the meter that was used for the Menachos of the Kohen Gadol, that they would, everything that was put into it was inside of it. They smooth it out on top. Liquid measures, there's a little bit of viscosity in liquids, and it causes sometimes to go a little bit over the rim. That is koydish. This Tana holds that the dry measures, like say a flour, and they did make it a heaping measurement. The side that was outside of the kli was not kodesh, because this Tana holds that the midas of yovish were nimshach. They got the kedusha only inside of them and not the outside of them. Therefore, the rim of it was not makadosh. Kiva yim midas alach kodesh lefich beyotzeim kodesh. He holds that bechalal midas alach is kodesh, and since it's kodesh, that which goes above the rim is also kodesh. Midas yovish chol lefich beyotzeim chol. But he holds that the midas of yovish dry measures are completely chol. And then the not makadosh at all. Rabbi Yosi Omer loy mishum zeh. That's not the difference. Ela halach ne'achah. The liquids are attached to one another. Jumps back, and therefore it's considered one unit, which the whole thing becomes to makudosh. The yavish eino ne'achah. The yavish, there's no connection between the flour which is above the rim and below the rim, and therefore the flour which is above the rim is not kodesh.